This man hits his keyboard harder than any person I ever seen type. No, yeah, you, Thaddy.
No, my nigga.
Oh, I thought it was
you,
me.
You really think I hit the keyboard hard? Like, do you ever see me, like, I literally just touch. Maybe.
Bro, I hear that shit. We have the same, I don't know. Maybe your butterfly keys are too. Butterfly key. Ish. All right, so this is what's going down for this episode. This isn't really an episode of I Wanted to Smoke, but it is. This is a mini-sode extravaganza for our patrons. I Wanted to Smoke is going to be a compilation of the old mini-sodes that if you're not a patron, you have to wait and you get the old mini-sodes. So, ladies and gentlemen, ladies,
yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen with children in bed at this specific hour, you are now tuned into the world's most dangerous mini-sode compilation. I Want All the Smoke.
Mini-sode.
And the mini-sode.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think this is going to be a good one. I'm surrounded and bookended. Pause. By two very, very, very distinguished gentlemen. If you haven't noticed by now, I've been drinking.
If you haven't noticed by now, it's almost as obvious as when Thaddy starts to get faded, because this nigga gets wild. He's just like, "What? You guys better wait over there." Like, this nigga gets drunk.
Yo.
This nigga gets drunk.
I'ma start.
What?
Gabby's in kickboxing, so I'ma start. So those the punching pads and the kicking pads that I gotta wear when she's practicing her kickboxing. When we start getting to the same studio, I'ma start wearing that shit. Cause I want Thaddy to start, like, Thaddy gets wild when he's fading, yeah, and shit like that. I feel like if he can't do the I'm frozen in the World Wide Web, I'm just gonna kick a nigga. I don't want to get kicked.
So. Before we get started, I just want to say to everybody, I am sorry that this is a mini-sode this week, not a full episode. I have a great topic for y'all next week. I just got super caught up in my new comic store. If you're in Calgary, come check it out, Saddle City Comics. Look it up on Facebook or whatever. But I do apologize for the mini-sode, and I do apologize for my absence because, you know, I always want to be there for the team. I hate when the scripts get flipped. Niggas do weird shit, but I couldn't make it. And I wanted to ask, did y'all end up dropping the last one?
Yeah, we dropped
the 27,
Daddy,
right?
Talked about, yeah, no, it was me.
Yeah, that's what I said. So yeah, you dropped the 27, right? So yeah. What was the conclusion of why that happened?
Yo, we kind of moved on a little bit to Jim Morrison.
Oh,
and
okay.
Kind of got in that.
I didn't. I'm gonna be 100% honest. I didn't prep it as good as I thought I prepped it.
Oh, okay.
On paper, quote unquote, it looks really prepped. and then when you talk and you're having a conversation, and I guess if you prep it so well, Daddy's like, "Yeah, I agree. I really feel like da 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 da." And you're like, "Okay, cool." And then you stop, and I'm like, "Fuck. Oops." All right. I really presented it in a way that sounded like a conspiracy, but then I
debunked your own shit.
I debunked my own shit, and Daddy's like, "Yeah, that really feels." So basically, I concluded that the 27 Club isn't really a club. I hit everybody with the facts that there's no the statistics don't show that there's a spike at the age of 27. But there is a spike between certain ages, and we talked about
and
how
27 27 was the highest age demographic for overdose deaths.
No, it wasn't. Oh no! Over
it was so like 28 to 30. It was like 28 to 35 was like won by a couple thousand. I actually had some shit. I'm sad. I didn't get to come.
So, and it would have been awesome because I didn't look at the cause of death. I looked at the age of death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the people we know. I didn't look at the causes. So we talked about the different people that died at 27 and what caused the death. Mm-hmm. But we didn't show. I didn't look at the causes of death compared to ages. I looked at the ages and then looked at the causes of death.
Yeah, because we didn't really look at suicides versus overdoses versus murders.
Oh, because I looked up opioid overdoses, and the 25 to 34 demographic is the highest as far as in the United States of opioid overdose, interesting.
That's not celebrities, that's just the
age range of people who overdose, right?
Oh fuck! I wish you would have celebrities are just people, which is fucking crazy.
Yeah, you see
the dynamic he would have brought to this.
Yeah. So we were kind of discussing, do you actually think more celebrities die at the age of 27 than any other age? And Will's like, I don't have the number in front of me, but I found out that's not the case. Without it doing any real research, I was thinking like, yo, I bet most celebrities probably die at the age of like 50 to 51 because they party so hard and then they just have, by the age of 50, they have like an 80-year-old heart and they just...
And it's over with. And they've been partying for all those years. That's why, like, I feel like a lot of people who go like hard with drugs... Like, the first people fall off in the 50s because of that. Like, that's when they're... Like, if your liver was not meant... Because some of the fuckers drink their entire life. Or they smoke, and like, not, until they're,
not
like...
Not just drink like we drink, bro. They drink excess... They, like, you know how when we were kids and we would binge drink on a weekend and chill for a couple of weeks?
Yeah.
And then binge drink on a weekend? But they binge drink every night.
Yeah. That's like crazy, that's when you're, you know, that Korsakov shit where you need it. But it's interesting because it was like from 0 to 24, only 3,600 overdose deaths. And then it jumps hard. Like, I would have thought 0 to 24 would be a lot more, but I guess those kids don't really have money. You have, because I think funds comes into it.
But also some of those drugs, well, I guess opioids is pretty quick addiction.
But isn't all those motherfuckers who are dying, that's all heroin, oxy, well, like they're not, like it's very, but I think heroin's an opioid though.
Yeah. Yeah. So it is. Basically, most downers are opioids.
Yeah.
I think heroin is the opioid.
Literally from the poppy.
From opium.
I'm just saying, like, even all the shit that mimics it, like fentanyl and all the shit that those motherfuckers are ODing on. That's why I wanted to look at, well, what age group ODs the most? And then maybe you could start to, like, pin it down. And funnily enough, 25 to 34. Like, and I'm talking, okay, 0 to 24 is 3,600 deaths. 25 to 34 is 13,000.
Yeah.
Because you get money.
But...
Yeah.
So we concluded, because we talked about that too, and we concluded that the age of 27, the 27 club, there's no spike in 27.
Yeah,
the popularity bounced. So you have Janis Joplin, you have Jim Morrison. The popularity bounced back after Cobain. But we concluded that that same age range is when what did we say? That's your brain still developing, but now your brain's developing independently. And like you said, money, you got freedom, but you have, at that point in your life, your brain is still not making the proper rash decisions. It's still very impulsive.
Yeah.
And that's why we thought that age range, the 27 club, just sounds cool. It's a coincidence. But that age range was what we said, 24 to 35 or something like that. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, if you look at science, that's when your brain, from 24 to 35, probably around 36 is when your brain is, quote unquote, almost fully developed and able to fully rationalize cognitive thought. Now, I really feel like the words I said right there weren't the right ones, but if y'all understand what the fuck I'm saying, we're good.
That's very bipartisan.
Thank you. So if you look at the
I also was trying to look at maybe like some depression statistics too. Like maybe there's spikes in depression in those age groups. Because sometimes by 27, you know, you might have had some homies die by then, maybe some parents. You definitely had, like, you know what I mean? Who knows the type of challenges? I don't know. I feel like it was my mid to late 20s where I truly felt like I was living my best life. Like, not that my life isn't best now. I just mean, I really started to understand that nobody could really tell me anything. Because when you're like kind of young, you still have this weird authority, like, oh shit, he's telling me what to do, I better do it, like with jobs and shit. But when I was 27, I was like, yo, motherfuckers can't control a damn thing I do. Like, I was just at my peak of freedom. Like, those were the ages where sometimes my mom would call me after like 4 weeks and be like, yo, honey, please call me. Like, could you just call me? Like, you know what I mean? Because it'd be 3 weeks. I'm like, and what the fuck ever, man? I'm doing whatever I want for as long as I want. Like,
and those feelings is like when you're going to do the most irrational shit because, like I agree with you. But I would say, like, I felt like I was living my best life.
Yeah.
But I feel like I was living my most individual life. Like you said, nobody can tell me shit. But as soon as I felt like nobody can tell me shit, is when somebody should have told me shit.
Because it was, you know what, almost the intersection of nobody could tell me shit, but I'm still young enough to do dumb shit. Do you know what I mean? Because I still realize today nobody could tell me shit. It's just, I'm not dumb. Old I'm not doing dumb shit. I don't want to hurt anybody. Like, you know what? I just want to keep to myself.
Yourself. Yeah. Like, but that's, but I feel like when at our age, trying new drugs is stupid.
Yeah. Like, you dumb as fuck.
That shit ain't cute. But back then, oh, yo, try this shit. It's laced with blicky blacka blacka blue. He'd be like, yeah, all right, cool. I said, I ain't got to work till Tuesday. Yeah. We in here. You know what I'm saying? So, and I think that just leads to the same thing to where it's like, at that age, our minds are developed now. In our age, our minds are developed. It may not be developed to the point where we wanted to be because all the shit we did back then. But back then, I feel like it's like we had that, nobody can tell us shit, but we overcompensate. It's like nobody's going to tell us shit, but we're going to do the most extra erroneous shit in the fucking, that we can get our hands
now
on.
Now, guy, imagine having infinite money at that period. Everyone would have maybe hated me. Like, I don't know what I would have been. Like, I might have just been like, yo, move, motherfucker. Like, I would have been one of those niggas. Yeah. Like, what the fuck you mean moving, I got to wait? I
slap him in the face for $47. Brow. Like, fuck out of here. Imagine having $100 million at 27 years old.
I would have been ignorant. Like, ignorant.
Bro, I would have been heroin. I would have found a way to be heroin.
Like, it's like, not really.
You know how Freddy Krueger chases you in the dreams? I chase you with heroin fucking, my fingers be heroin fucking needles.
Yeah, exactly.
I chase fucking dope fiends in their dreams. It's like, bitch, come here. Just like, have some witty shit and hit you with the heroin.
Nah, but I don't know. So that was kind of, I really just wanted to give a little bit of a take on that because I thought that was cool. I thought that was a cool topic and that was dope you brought it up. But the first thing I was going to bring up
when tonight, you were 27, we wouldn't even see you like this week. Like, if we had this podcast when we were 27, we would have seen you in like 3 weeks after we did that episode. You'd be like, oh, my bad.
If even then, nigga, I would have not even been on it. I'd have been like, yeah, I'll be there next week. Yeah, man, I'll be there. No, it would have been the worst.
Cause I imagine, like, because your time reference now. Because you know how you'd be like, I can't say shit because I ain't never out.
Yeah.
I feel like I would have hated to hang out with you like on a daily basis. Because I've always been punctual. Always been punctual. A nigga show up late, I'm like, fuck this nigga. This nigga ain't shit. Fuck this nigga. I tell his mama he ain't shit, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? This nigga 17 seconds late. Fuck this nigga. This nigga don't respect my time.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So I was, but you know.
But I usually brought you. I usually brought like a bottle of Henny. You know, you'd have hated me for like a second.
Oh, you mad? This nigga be like, oh, you mad? Oh, you mad? Oh, you mad? Oh, it's okay. Just calm down, nigga.
There was a lineup at the liquor store when I was buying your favorite liquor.
Yeah, I take 3.5 sips. I'm like, it's all right, nigga. You be late whenever the fuck you. 2 years and I'll be selling some, singing some fucking Irish jig. Anyways, what the fuck are we doing today? What the fuck
are we doing? So, okay, yo, first topic. Are y'all happy that Bill Cosby got let out or what? I see so many people happy.
I ain't drinking his liquor.
I'm not happy.
But the only you know what, the only problem I have with the Cosby shit is that I was trying to look into it and I don't think he was found innocent.
Nope.
No, he was you know what I think my beef is? It's kind of like my beef with LeBron. It's not that LeBron's not a great player. I just hate LeBron fans. So same thing with this Bill Cosby shit.
I hate niggas that like Bill Cosby.
No. It's just all the people that are like, I've seen people that are like, yeah, finally he's free. Justice is served. He didn't deserve to be in there. It's like, well, not really.
Yeah, exactly.
Yo,
fam, that shit people just come up like, shit, that's what happens when you try and be bigger than the justice system and prosecutors fuck up shit, you know? They fuck up shit.
Mm-hmm.
But for people to be like, I told you he was innocent, I'm like,
not quite.
That shit fucks me up. It's like, yo, let's say they arrested Jeffrey Dahmer after catching him with 3 butt-naked homosexuals fucking their torso.
Mm-hmm.
And then they let him go a month later because they forgot to read him his Miranda rights. This is the exact same shit. Yeah,
and you're going to be happy.
Bill Cosby was in a civil deposition and said, yes, I rape these bitches, but I'm only going to say these shits if I get immunity from what I say. So I can be guilty in a civil suit and pay whatever needs to be paid, but a part of this deal, I can never be prosecuted for this specific person's accusations, that one specific person.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it just so happens that when he got found guilty and went to jail, it was for that one specific person because everybody else was before the statute of limitations. So, Bill Cosby is in jail, knowing full well what's going to happen. It just took this time. But the people that are saying, oh, yeah, he's free, justice has been served, rah, 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 Ricky Ray, ta, ta. A, really haven't looked into the Bill Cosby case.
Mm-hmm.
No.
B, are really, okay, black people don't need to reach for a win right now. It's 2021.
Yeah, like,
you could sneeze and get a win, bro. Like, you don't need to reach for a win right now. And Cosby should not be the win that black people, the people that, apart from Aboriginal and Native American people, have been labeled and forced to be shown as sexed, crazed, white woman, raping, hide your kids and hide your wife, subhuman individuals, don't need to reach for someone that needed to drug a female. $1 million. You could have gave her 0.00001 of that. And she would. You could have said you could have said Theo and fucked.
But you got to remember.
Now, well, I understand.
Okay, go on. What were you about to say?
I was going to say, I understand Quaaludes was the shit of the 80s.
Not only was Quaid, but even if we go to another angle, some people like the power of the fact that you're fucked up and can't. Like, it hasn't, like, he could have probably found 1 million bitches, but he wants them to be not able to defend themselves.
That makes it more fucked
up.
But at the end,
yeah.
But at the end of the day, if I have all this money,
mm-hmm,
I can find a bitch who loves to be. If that's what I'm into, if I'm into a bitch that can't move when they fucking, I can find a bitch that loves to can't move when they fucking. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
I know, but to be honest,
but you got, okay. So I do get that, but if the dynamic is power,
mm-hmm,
then you even having a choice and being a part of it isn't the power I want. Like, and that's what I want to fucking take it. Do you know what I'm saying?
And that's the I disagree with that a little bit because
I'm like, yo, if it's power, that is what you'd actually have. For instance, I can go Quaalude bitches as J. Thaddeus. I cannot just fuck a bitch because I'm J. Thaddeus. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He has that power. Like, he has girls that be like, you know, I would not fuck anybody else, but because you are Bill Cosby, you put yourself on the same lower playing field as everyone else. If you're like, well, I raped her and she couldn't even fucking move. Like, that's not power.
But some people, I think what I agree with that. But
if you look at the,
it's also the fact that that's not power. But this is not a rational,
yeah,
feeling of power. I think the power comes into, no, the power isn't I can drug you and fuck. The power doesn't come into I can fuck you whenever I want. I think the power part of it is I can do all this and get away with it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm Bill Cosby, and I can do all this erroneous shit that I know is wrong and get away with it. I think that's the power. I think this nigga came after they left. That's what I think.
It's just, and you know, I'm not talking about necessarily like, I guess there's just different forms of how you want to feel that power, because they talk about that like with sexual assault and like rape a lot. Like, just that whole power dynamic that you're just taking something. You know what I mean? Like, even if you're fucking because you're J. Thaddeus, like, you're not taking it. Like, if that's what you want to do, you know what I mean? Like, take it. Like, that, there's only one way to fulfill that. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. I guess you could kind of maybe talk a girl into role-playing it, but that's not the real adrenaline.
Yeah, the real deal. The real deal. Yeah.
Yeah, I just can't. Like, to me, I'm like, even the rape scenario, as sick as this might sound,
it's some weird shit.
Like, I can understand a guy that, like, enjoyed a girl, like, fighting it, like, being like, no, and, like, taking it from her. But, like, when she's asleep, you're not, that's not exercising power. You're, like, you were.
Does she want to fuck?
Does she want to fuck?
Yeah.
You know what? I think 9 times out of 10, they do.
You might be right, but my point. The point I'm trying to make is that.
Oh, you're not talking about the raping shit, because I think Ida was trying to compare the raping to the sleeping. So you're not saying 9 times out of 10, the raping wants to be fucked.
No, he wasn't talking about that. No, he was talking about. In Bill Cosby's case, probably nine out of ten of those girls wanted to fuck. Is what
like they came over being like, oh shit, I get to fuck Bill Cosby, and then they wake up and they don't remember shit and they still fuck. So, but there's like, wait,
9 times out of 10 they wanted to fuck. I was gonna do so. 10 times out of 10 they wanted to be conscious while fucking. Is that what we're getting?
So what?
Like, they all would. So 9 times out of 10 they wanted to be fucked. But 10 times out of 10, they wanted to be conscious while fucking.
I don't know.
All I'm talking...
It makes sense.
All I'm talking about, there's definitely like a weird power dynamic with rape. And I agree maybe that there's also power in just being like famous. But I think these guys have a weird sense of power when they take something that you don't want. And I think the drugging might just be part of the fetish. Maybe you just like passed out girls. Like, it's odd, but that might be the case.
Yo, let me ask a question. This is weird. I just came up with this because I've been drinking. Usually an overcompensation of something comes from a extreme excessive lack of it coming up, right? So like an overcompensation of power would be to compensate for the lack of power
that you may feel you have. Had
growing up. Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you think, this is weird, now just catch me with this, in America,
mm-hmm.
the the extreme lack of power that the black man had, watching from slavery till now, and then the overglorification of when a black man rapes a woman because they designed that to happen?
Who's they?
The system. This, I was going to say something big, but I couldn't think of it.
But the systemic forces.
I had something lined up in my head. And as soon as I said the system, I'm like, nigga, that sounds stupid as fuck. But the system. That still sounds stupid. Never mind. It's like the people under the stairs with the little slave dolls and shit. I'm just trying to get there.
Anyways,
but I feel like
so. In summary,
yeah,
in summary,
y'all can't see it, but these niggas can, right?
In summary, we all don't think it was like a win that Bill Cosby got let out. Right.
No, bro.
In summary,
the three of us don't think it's a win.
Hold on. I'll say this very gingerly. It is a win in the sense.
Bro.
Listen. I am always happy when a black man gets to pimp the system the same way a white man gets to pimp the system.
No.
Even though it's terrible.
No.
It is terrible.
That's the overcompensation, though.
Overcompensation?
You cannot. The overcompensation. If a black man.
To me, it's criminal affirmative action.
A monster is a monster.
Yes.
A monster is a monster.
But white monsters get away all the time.
They do. But that does not mean we should be happy.
No, I'm not happy.
Just because a black monster gets away. Because a black monster is going to be a monster when he gets away still. I understand where you're coming from, but fuck, bro.
No, realistically, fuck, bro, and all bullshit aside, it's
fuck, bro.
I mean, he's guilty, and it's not a good thing that he got away with it. It was a technicality.
Well,
you're more just happy that someone. I want to be with you, but then
I can't be.
But I do get what you're saying. Like, it's nice to see that, like, black dudes can pull some shit, but I just don't want anybody who's, like, assaulting
a regular
people
black
sexually
dude ain't doing
to
that
be
shit.
Free.
Never.
You know what
a
I mean?
A regular black dude ain't doing that shit. You got to have Bill Cosby money, number one. Number two. Does it not upset your heart, your heart of hearts, to find out that Bill Cosby is the simp of all simps? Like, and let me tell you like this. All of us have gone out, and then when we go out with a majority of white friends, we're at Dewey Stevens. And when we get to Dewey Stevens, it's a weird fucking atmosphere. But people are having fun. But there's that one dude that says, hey, let's just give her some of this. And it might be coke. It might be ecstasy. No, you never have been in the scenario where a dude's like, yo, if we give them some coke, they gonna want fuck.
Okay.
If we give them some, I'm not saying drug them so they don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm saying use drugs. To slight the advantage to your end to fuck.
Yeah.
Or even and more liquor. Let's say more liquor.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody's
true,
done
true.
That.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day.
Or been around someone who did that.
It's like more liquor to fuck. Even if, when it's like, let's get her more inebriated to where she wants to fuck. From jump. And I'm talking even as a young nigga, to me, I was like, that's some simp shit, bro.
Mm-hmm.
If I need to get her more drunk to fuck, I need to do something. Because if she don't want to fuck me, but then she needs to be fucked up to fuck me, that makes me feel like I'm not a nigga that wants to be fucked.
Facts.
Yeah. Or that someone wants to fuck, maybe. So, why would I... Let's get her coked up. She gonna want to fuck. But bro, I want this bitch to fuck me in the morning. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No, man. I've
like,
always
yo,
been like,
and that's this.
Yo, you gotta fuck me because me. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you gotta actually want to. Like, I could never be the dude who is mad rich with, like, even some young bitch who just don't love me at all. And I'm just like, whatever. Like, I don't know. Though, but those are the same dudes. There's lots of dudes who could, like, smash up their girl and then just turn over and don't, she don't get nothing. Like, I don't even get how dudes do that. So I'm assuming that those,
no, let me tell you,
those
let me crowds tell you, let me tell
might
you,
cross how, over.
No. No, it doesn't. I'll tell you how dudes could do that, okay? If you got a fucking 8-year-old that's always in your fucking bed, and if you got fucking a granddaughter that's always running around the fucking house, and you go to work and you come home and there's always someone in the house, da da da, and you say, fuck it, you haven't fucked in 2 weeks, so you just go to bed, slam, and go to sleep. Has nothing to do with anything else except for you just need to get your shit off, okay? Has nothing to do with one getting fucked up, and you're not mad, and you're not a simp. It's just that, fuck, you're tired of fuckers in your house, tired of motherfucking kids in your fucking bed, and you just want to fuck your woman, and you tired. You haven't jacked off. You're just saving it for her. You're breeding her up, seeding her up, and you're going to sleep. You know why? Because you a man. And sometimes you just need to do that shit. I'm sorry. It might have got a little personal.
I apologize. Just a little bit.
I apologize. It might have got a little personal. But sometimes, and she sit there and be like, I didn't come. You'd be like, fuck, cool, whatever. I see you on the weekend.
But why
sometimes.
Cool, whatever. Why would you, bro? Like, you're not even like, sorry, no. Baby. Like, this nigga's just like,
no. Bro,
that's it. That's what she's just like, that's your answer. You growled at me though.
sometimes life hits you when you have grandchildren and children and teenage children and 8-year-old children and in-laws and parents and 2 jobs and trying and a podcast and stream and 2 podcasts, mind you, and streaming. Sometimes you're just like, fuck it, I'm fucking you. I don't give a fuck what you get. You better hurry the fuck up. Because you fucking, by the time you hear feet from one room to the next while you're fucking, and you're like, I'm getting my rocks off before this child hits the door. So you better get yours. Okay?
Nigga, you need to invest in a lock.
Just no, the lock works.
Just get a lock.
My dude, my children are me.
So they break into places. I don't get what that's supposed to mean. They're criminals. Like, I don't. That's like the worst. It's okay. Like,
you know, the lock works, but my kids are me. They can break that shit.
Nothing makes you go softer than a child.
Even at the door.
My children aren't just at the door. My children are Marty Jannetty. There's 2 feet to the chest of this door. Wham! Wham! No, it's like wham, thump, thump, wham, thump, thump. How are you kicking this door so hard you're falling?
But okay, so
fuck are you doing?
The only thing that still bothers me is I don't know why you have to be so abrasive about it. Like, you're just like I don't understand.
Because I'm trying to prove a point.
So yo, Mr. Good Stuff had 2 good comments. He said, I think I did it backwards. If the one I wanted to fuck didn't want to fuck me, I drug myself and threw her friend look better.
Yo, don't read his other comment. Fuck it. Yo, good stuff.
No, read good it. Read it. I want to know.
No.
The other comment?
Good stuff needs to go to bed. Yo, good stuff. At the end of the day, this motherfucker is comedic gold. Number one. Number two, go to bed, good stuff.
No.
Read that up, comment stuff. You just read again, because that shit is classic. That's a fucking classic right
I
there.
I think I did it backwards. If the one I wanted to fuck didn't want to fuck me, I drug myself until her friend looked better. That's a good answer. All
right, so
I thought that was a good answer.
Now let's talk about that. We've all done it.
If I had kids, I feel like I'd find a time.
No, a different. We do, fam. We do. But sometimes when you can't find a time, you're out for yourself. You're being. It's very.
That's
selfish.
No diggers, kid. Like, I'm just like, I just never been like that. I mean, I don't have to be, right? Because like, I always have all the time in the world.
Bro, you just started living with your girl and you have no kids. Kiss my ass. Because you don't even have half the experience we have right now, bro.
I guess.
Have you ever woke up and started getting with your girl? You know the wake up and getting with your girl thing. You be like, oh, I'm tired, I'm going to sleep. And you wake up, be like, nah, I feel like fucking. You roll over and get with your girl.
Okay.
and then a fucking 8-year-old slaps you in your face. The cock blocking fucking extravaganza on that shit is so depressing. If I had Quaaludes, I'd take them myself. But from what Good Stuff is saying, we've all hit on the extra cute girl who wasn't having it, got drunk, and started talking to her not as cute, but still cute friend. Why is everybody sitting there frozen?
I'm not frozen. Jay, Daddy's playing.
Why, no, why is that
Daddy, Daddy's playing, kid. I'm here. No,
because y'all niggas know, both y'all niggas know I will just come out and just admit every fucking wrong. But y'all niggas be like, nah. Y'all niggas too cool.
When your kid rolls in and cock blocks you, like, why?
Why, like, what? I don't know.
I just feel like when I was young, I was never just running into the spot, like, slapping up my parents and shit.
Especially, like, 8 years old, I'd be like, you gotta knock.
Bro, not just, okay, it's 2021, number one. Number two, I'm not just fucking my girl and leaving my door unlocked. So, will you? Thank you for the whisper. I don't think the podcast microphone picked it up. This thing really whispered, I'll be right back.
But I don't get it, man. Like, my parents were just not having it. Like, I just don't remember doing that. Like, the kid culture nowadays is just so different.
Oh, it is. It is. Like, it is, like, it's,
like, my parents were always like, shit, we could always have more kids.
Bro, I get scared to death when when I'm teaching Gabby to ride a bike without a helmet. Like, I'm like, put your helmet on, put your knee pads on, like, I'm gonna teach you to ride your bike, and we're on grass. Now, we had the conversation before. I got taught how to ride a bike with no helmet, and I was in an alley that was unpaved. I don't think they paved alley in the 80s. I think
I learned how to ride a bike by myself. Like, my parents weren't even there.
But you, what?
Yeah, like, I just learned on the street. Like, shit, I don't care why you guys, like, you guys were really just like, here you go, son. Oh my God, here, we're gonna go for ice cream. Let me just, woo, there, oh. Like, is that how it went?
Y'all got ice cream. But it's like, we over.
I didn't get ice cream. I didn't even get help.
I didn't get shit. I got helped up, but I got told if you fall off, get back on. Quit crying like a bitch. But I think parents that were like our age, right? Mm-hmm. So we came up like 1980 to 1990. We were 0 to 10. 90 to 2000. We were 10 to 20. We overcompensate because from 80 to 90, we realize some of the trauma that caused us. But from 90 to 2000 is kind of where it kind of started to where it's like, it might be okay to recognize this trauma.
Yeah. Oprah Winfrey.
2000. Yeah. 2000. 2000. Yeah, exactly.
I think, exactly. I really do think she ushered on the movement.
I
remember a paradigm shift,
yeah,
when she used to always have one saying, and it was like, I am my kid's mom. And it was like crazy about all the trauma and like what could happen.
And then
to
she
kids
brought Dr. Phil, right?
Yeah.
Oprah brought Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's why
I think we watched that and started overcompensating. And so it's like, well, we don't want our kids to go through the same trauma to where it's like the trauma is healthy, but the talking about the trauma is even more healthy because it helps you deal with the trauma and take that trauma and turn it into healthy things, to where it's like, we're just not going to give our kids any trauma at all.
Yeah.
So now the kids aren't learning, right? If the kid falls off a horse, we're going to put him in a buggy. Instead of, because when we fell off a horse, we were just told to get the fuck back on the horse and shut the fuck up and start crying.
I'm still scared of horses.
Yeah.
To this day.
And where it should be, because there's no, and I think we had the conversation in this episode to where it's like, humans overcompensate for trauma to where we need to find that middle ground, right? So if you fall off the horse and stay, instead of saying, A, never get on the horse again, or B, just get on the horse and shut the fuck up. So now you could ride a horse, but you so scared of a horse, every time you get on a horse, you shit your pants. To where it's got to be that medium where it's like, okay, so how did it feel when you fell out the horse? Talk about your feeling.
Yeah.
Which is
cool. Acknowledge the trauma and help to build and heal.
Get around it. Word. What got us to this conversation, bro?
I don't know.
I'm lost.
But I was trying to sum it up so we could get to the next, but
please do.
You didn't like my summary.
We got 5 minutes, bro. I didn't like your summary. We got
so in summary.
No, we got 5 minutes.
Bill Cosby was not a win. And then no. Okay, that's in summary. So my next topic, did you guys
were you guys happy when OJ got off back in the 90s?
When OJ got off, I was 13. I was hella happy.
I was happy when OJ got off, but I feel like he never admitted it. So we'll never know for sure.
But he was going to come up with a book with that was called If I Did It. So I feel like OJ kind of admitted it because the book is written and ready.
Yeah, but that was after he got off. I felt bad after.
And to be honest, he didn't actually write that book. Someone else was going to write it, and it was just about him, but... He was gonna.
I know that book. See how like
he was gonna be like, yo, OJ a capitalist. But I in around when OJ got off, I did get to see I can't remember if it was social studies or humanities, but I saw her topless on mistake. It was awesome.
I know if people don't think some of that culture really affects us, put it this way: in my high school in Calgary,
mm-hmm.
they announced the verdict. And the school the cheered. Fucking
things.
So if you don't think
what school were you in?
Central.
Oh, you at Central Memorial. Yeah. So they announced it. Oh, crazy! It in I
was
EMS, literally
like just down the street different. From you at St. James Junior High, which is like literally like a 2 minute walk from Central.
Oh, and really?
Yeah.
Oh, I think I seen you walk home a couple times. I was like, look at that nappy little nigga.
Just kidding. And I'm looking at old ass nigga over there.
Old ass, at that age, you'd have been like, wow, he's cool. Look at him at the smoke door.
Wow. Wow, look at that. He's in his old. Remember smoke
doors, guys? Yo, but okay. So here's my next question.
What's the last topic?
Here's my last question.
Did the last one.
Did you guys celebrate Canada Day, and do you think it should have been canceled?
So me, I did not really celebrate Cancel Day or Canada Day.
I'm out. This nigga just answered the whole question.
Should it be canceled? You know, I feel like it depends on what you celebrate about Canada Day, no? Because I think a lot of people that are kind of like don't understand why people are canceling are not celebrating it for the fact that they took this land from Indians.
Yeah, but was anybody ever? Like, you'd have to be a pretty callous dude.
Did you imagine?
To just be like, yo, I'm saying, yo. It's just us, right? It's just us, right? I'm so thankful we killed them. Like,
isn't that what Thanksgiving is?
No.
I don't know what Thanksgiving is.
I'm giving
is,
thanks
bro,
for but... the my family. That's literally what I'm giving thanks for.
Yo, literally, like,
you ever thought about how weird it is that we have Thanksgiving in North America, but it's like on two different days?
To me, Thanksgiving Day is like celebrating the Holocaust.
Why?
What?
Because it's literally saying, thank you, God, for letting us take this shit from these niggas.
Nigga, you go to church?
No.
What do you do? Oh, wait.
So, I don't go to church.
But you're black.
Am so, I?
Oh, yeah, you black.
So here's the thing.
Like, everybody can see that shit.
Here's the thing. Let's just say that you were, like, in the worst of ways. Say you were a straight slave. Like, mm-hmm. you're a descendant. So, but you could still give thanks for the fact that like your me? Family bloodline made it through that and gave birth to you so that you could enjoy life free. Is there at least thanks with that?
Would that be Juneteenth or Thanksgiving?
True. So, I think...
No, I'm just meaning thanks. Because Thanksgiving, to me, like... And I would almost argue with Christmas, and we could have this argument, but I don't even know if people are really celebrating the what it is anymore.
No, you're actually 100% right. Like, people celebrate the tradition of basically just of tradition. They don't know the root of the reason of why they celebrate these traditions, right?
Yeah.
But the root of this Thanksgiving is to celebrate the harvest of the land that was given to you by
so
God.
Do you feel like when we celebrate a specific holiday that regardless of, because I agree with both of y'all, whereas like when I celebrate Christmas, I'm really just celebrating a season to where family can get together, and I'm celebrating that feel.
Gifts and shit. You're not thinking pagan rituals.
And I'm thinking pagan rituals or anything like that. And it's been a long, 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 long time since I've actually even thought about the birth of Christ during Christmas. When I celebrate Thanksgiving, to me personally, it's a day off of work to where and a long weekend to where I get together with family to just celebrate what I'm thankful in my life for. The non materialistic blessings that I have that I need to go out of my way. And I go out of my way to say thank you for things that I've received, like say thank you for the blessings that I received in everyday life that I may have not said thank you at the time of receiving them. And that's my Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I don't really think about the pilgrims and
most people don't. I'm not even saying you should feel guilty for it by any means. Well, specifically for this Canada Day, I think it's a noble gesture to quote unquote cancel it if it is, you know, in essence to raise awareness about what happened to, you know, the natives.
You know what? Okay, yeah.
But that do I believe Canada Day should be canceled in its entirety? Not necessarily. I don't think most people, when they celebrate Canada Day, even equate Native struggles in the equation of their celebration whatsoever. So I think it is a nice gesture to be like, hey, you're celebrating the fact that you get to live in this country that you're so happy to live in. You better also acknowledge the suffering and struggles that other people went to so you could have this lovely life.
But I think recognizing the struggles is good. But I think the recognizing of the struggles should be an everyday thing. I think every day, we should recognize the struggles that give us the privileges. Because at the end of the day, every single person in Canada who isn't Indigenous has quote unquote white privilege. I really feel that. Like, if you look how Canada pretty treats much Indigenous people, we all have white privilege. But the way I see it is celebrating Canada Day should be inclusive. Instead, because Canada was always Canada. It was Kanata, right? It was K-A-N-A-T-A, I believe. Canada is an aboriginal word. So instead of saying, well, I'm celebrating Canada Day, but I'm going to recognize the atrocities, I feel like Canada Day should be the one day we don't recognize atrocities. I feel like 364 days a year, we recognize the atrocities. You know what I'm saying? But Canada Day, let's celebrate Canada. Let's have, Aboriginal Awareness Day. When Canada Day, let's go to powwows. Let's see the natives dancing. Let's go and experience their culture at such a level. Because that's one of the things that quells racism. Is experiencing the other person, the other culture. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I feel is like. We just continue to celebrate Canada Day, but let's change how we celebrate it. Let's celebrate Canada. Let's celebrate the Canada that was there before colonialism. Let's celebrate the traditions. Let's celebrate, bruh. If someone said, yo, for Canada Day, we're gonna go to so and so's house on the reserve, and she cooking a whole bunch of fry bread. She gonna show us how to do the traditional cooking. She's gonna teach us some shit, and then we're going to a powwow here, and then da da da. I'm like, yo, let's fucking do that, and I'm grabbing my kids. Let's show the people the culture, because a lot of the racism against Native or Aboriginal people in Canada is fucking ridiculous.
True. No, but I 100% with everything you said, but unfortunately, that's usually not what's celebrated at Canada Day. And
not,
I think
not in the masses.
Sorry?
But we can, not in the masses.
No, yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's one of those things where it's like, well, you're not going to change shit voting for your prime minister. Let's start by voting for your ward councilman.
I mean, that's
so that's not one of the things that's not celebrated for Canada Day. But once you get small portions of the community doing that, it's just going to branch out larger.
Yeah. I mean, but that's a whole other discussion where we talk about, you know, politics. But if I'm a native Canadian, and this year at Canada Day,
I am a native Canadian.
So am I. Yeah.
But I know what you mean, like Indigenous or First Nation.
First Nation, Indigenous, Canadian. Yeah. And we just found out that there's these bodies that have been, you know.
Bro, we didn't just find out shit. What do you mean? How you, if you live in here, this is the first time you heard about bodies in.
No, but Will, okay, I mean, we can argue.
But he's still talking about the discovery. I didn't understand.
The discovery of, like, discover these bodies. Canada Day is just around the corner, and you want me to celebrate this country that, in my eyes, has willfully tried to destroy my culture, and I'm supposed to celebrate this Canadian culture that barely includes me? I can understand why.
That's my point. That's my point.
Yeah, so what you're saying, like I said, I agree with you. We should celebrate Canada Day like that, but we don't. And that's not really what Canada Day is about. Therefore, until it is.
But your question to me was, should we cancel it or should we celebrate it differently?
No, that wasn't my question. I never
okay, so what was your question? Should we cancel it or?
No, I didn't actually have a question. I was saying that I understand.
You said, should we cancel Canada Day?
That was, well, I know you've been drinking, but I don't ask the question. I gave my response to his question. I didn't ask another question. I just said, I think it makes sense if people take the time.
Did you just start your fucking sentence with, Will, I know you should be drinking. I know you've been drinking.
I know you should be drinking.
Kiss my ass and continue. Come on, Will, I know you've been drinking. Get the fuck
anyways,
out of here.
You kept my train of thought. But anyways, I was basically just saying, like, no, I get good. It. Like, I don't think Canada Day should be canceled in its entirety, but I think this is a good year to use Canada Day as an awareness point to how poorly the natives were treated in this country.
Were and are.
Yes.
So you know what? And that would probably be one of the better answers I have ever heard. Like, not ever, but that's one of the better answers I've heard about even canceling it for this year. Right, not out of shame, but just to be like stand in solidarity with the people who have been wronged and whatnot like that. Mm-hmm. But I don't see, like, honestly, you might as well just take away the national day for every country in the fucking world, because everybody's done crazy dirt. Everybody's done that's like why, you know what I mean. So,
but that's I feel like the canceling is sort of interrupt. But I feel like we shouldn't cancel. We should. Interject or integrate.
But I agree. So if you want to do it to stand in solidarity with people who maybe aren't, like, have no reason to be proud of being, you know what I mean? Hey, that actually is, I can't hate on you for that.
And if you're, like, Aboriginal, if you're one of the original people of the country, let's celebrate you and your culture. That's the true Canada Day, right? Because Canada was Canada before we came over and said it's Canada. So let's celebrate your culture. Let's celebrate what this country tried to remove from you and bring it back is how I feel.
Yeah, I think that's why we have Juneteenth in the States. Basically, well, it just says that you know, Canadians at one point in time openly said, we're going to destroy your culture. We're going to take your kids from you And if they don't oblige, mm-hmm. we're actually just going to kill them. And you guys aren't going to do anything about it. And now that's kind of like out in the open. They found these bodies. Everybody's 100% aware of it. And some people are like, you guys still want to celebrate this country this year knowing this? Like, maybe this is a year we just mourn instead of celebrating. I don't think you should cancel Canada Day entirely. I think this is a great country. We need to celebrate the fact that we do have a general culture.
Freedom.
Things like that. But I 100% with you, Will. I mean, agree with you, Will, that Native culture needs to be embraced in that celebration more than ever. And I think we need to acknowledge that.
And I know that you know I've been drinking, because I know I've been drinking, but I agree with you on all the points. Like on everything we talked about, I agree with you. So that's making us boring. We have 5 minutes left. What's our 5 minute hot take? I just made
Scottie
that up.
Pippen? Is that the last one you're?
Oh my god! That I don't even know if we can get through Scottie Pippen in 5 minutes, bro.
Then I think Scottie Pippen's a quick one.
Yeah.
Does he have a book coming out?
He does.
Okay, so that's why he's spilling all this tea, right?
Exactly.
And it's all about Jordan, right?
And the coaches, and he's just taking shots at big names.
Oh, yeah. He called Phil Jackson. He said Phil Jackson was racist.
Because he gave that final shot to Tony Kukoc.
But did Kukoc make the shot?
I don't even fucking remember.
Yeah, he did.
He did. So was it the right call?
Well, it depends. Scotty might have made the shot.
Scott, if he would have made it for Scotty, don't you think he would have been double teamed?
No, you know, I actually kind of agree with
Scotty. Kukoc wasn't. Scotty was the decoy.
Sorry,
bro. Scotty was the decoy. They were looking for Scotty to get that. You give it to the rookie.
No,
rookie makes a shot.
Do you remember?
That's racist.
Do you remember? No, I don't think it was racist. I'm not saying that. But
yeah, me neither. That's ridiculous. Oh, okay.
If you remember the play, it was
unless you drop in a book.
They didn't use Scotty as a decoy. They wanted Scotty to inbound the ball. Right. So Scotty was not going to touch the ball. There was no decoy.
No. They were using Scotty as like a give and go. Inbound the ball, get to the position, take the ball, and make the shot. Like everybody's seen that play.
No, there was.
You know what I'm saying?
There was not enough.
You inbound the ball, run, get to your position quick, da da da. So Scotty, but who was the hottest person on the court at that time?
It was Scottie Pippen. That's why.
Exactly. So at the end of the day, the final shot to make. You're looking for the hottest person to make that shot. Nobody's looking for the fresh rookie, right?
They knew it wasn't going to be no give and go. There wasn't enough time for that. The ball was getting inbounded.
Knew that, they would have covered the rookie. Did they cover the rookie?
No. So the reason they gave it to Kukoc because he had just made like his last two shots and he was in a rhythm. And you're right. Like Phil Jackson felt like they're going to expect us to go to Scottie Pippen, but he's hot. Let's just give it to him. But the give and go scenario was not really an option. But
that's
hear me out, though.
Example.
Hear me
out, though. But I'm saying they gave it.
He would never do that with Michael Jordan. He would.
Bro, Michael Jordan played during the flu. It's Michael. Don't. When we're talking about Scottie Pippen and a rookie, don't bring Michael Jordan into this shit. Don't.
Yo, if you.
Don't bring Michael Jordan this shit. Nobody would have done shit with Michael. It's fucking Michael Jordan.
No, I'm saying any other.
No, you didn't say any of the players. You said Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan is not any other player.
Okay, listen to me. I'm saying any other top tier player on any other team, the superstar that got you to your point, you should live and die by that guy. Because.
No.
When you win that game, you need your superstar to show up the next game. He's not going to show.
Who wins chess games? Who wins chess games? The king or the queen?
What do you mean? I don't.
When you win a chess game with your queen, it's because people are watching the king, right? Your opponent's watching the king. Sorry. Am I wrong?
I don't. I watched Queen's Gambit, and I still don't know.
I've never watched that either.
It's good. No, wait. I have watched it. It's good.
That's not even a... No, wait. That's not an appropriate reply to what you said. it is. This man said, I watched Queen's Gambit, and I said, I never watched that either. I'm done. No, I just realized where I am, and I just fucking kukost my own Scottie Pippen. So, I'm done. As soon as I reply with that, I'm trying to have a conversation with you, and I just realized, Thaddeus, I'm not in any position to talk to nobody. But no, I know where you're coming from, because if you have a star, I'm still going to try. If you have a star, you want to utilize that star to his or her full potential. But sometimes when you have a star, their full potential is a decoy. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
No, 100%. Like
in a specific play, not for
but
if all Mike, life.
No, but yeah. That's the whole. But maybe that was part of Scottie's whole point. If Jordan's already on the floor as the decoy, right. Why can't I get the shot?
But was Jordan wasn't even there for that.
Oh, no.
So this was the year Scottie Pippen was literally having like an MVP season. He was basically like one foul call away from making it to the finals. He put that team on his back, and it was the first time in his career where he was not in Michael Jordan's shadow. And the coach is like, "Hey, you know
what? Means that I know Jordan's gone, was looking
and you
at
did
him.
Everything to get us here. Oh, but guess what? Okay. I'm going to give it to this kid." And sure, maybe it's the right play. I mean, obviously it worked. The kid scored the bucket. But if I'm Scottie Pippen and I'm like, "Yo, you trust me, and you put all this emphasis on me to bring us here." And then at the last minute, you tell me you're going to give it to the subordinate. Like, let me win or lose you this game because I brought it.
True.
So but I get why you'd be pissed off.
That's like every running back. Every
that's still
running
not team
back,
player, though.
It's like fourth and goal.
No, it's not. But I'm not saying fourth he's and right, goal. But I understand why he's pissed off about it. And I totally don't think it's
why
racist.
How can you understand why he's pissed off about it? It's 2021. This was 19 what?
Yo, if you
but he's got that book
if
coming
you
out.
Were if you were in Michael
yeah,
Jordan's
he was, he
shadow,
mad at, he wasn't one time yo, he wasn't get, mad about it. He wasn't mad about it 4 years ago, bro. He wasn't mad about it before COVID.
So does Scottie start writing this book because of the popularity of
Last Dance?
Yeah. You know he did.
Probably.
Ain't nobody know about no Scottie Pippen book before fucking Last Dance.
Now everybody's interested in what Scottie thinks.
Well, somebody's gonna be a New York Times bestseller.
Probably,
like, I think Paw Patrol was a New York Times bestseller.
Last question. Last question. Suns versus Bucks. I can't believe these fucking Bucks.
Bucks in four.
Bucks in four.
Wow.
I'm logging off. You have been drinking.
Just kidding. I'm playing.
No, you know if Giannis comes back healthy, you might be right.
Yo, if I get this and I'm the nigga that don't watch basketball, somebody's buying me a drink,
bro. I don't think it's Bucks in four.
I think it's Bucks in six. Seven, maybe. If Giannis comes back healthy. If Giannis doesn't, then I think it's Suns in seven, maybe.
I don't know if anybody's really listening, but I did predict the Suns versus the Bucks for the finals.
I think you might have.
If I'm not mistaken.
I think you fucking might have.
Now, I've been watching. I haven't been watching numbers. I don't know any of the names of the players that are playing.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw an octopus unscrew a jar. And I think he unscrewed the Bucks jar. It was an octopus. I think this is the same octopus that predicted the World Cup. It's soccer.
So in summary,
soccer.
Just playing.
No, but I think I'm actually gonna watch this finals. The last finals I watched, of course, was the Raptors when they won it. Just because it's Canada's team and the hype train. I jumped the bandwagon. I jumped on the bandwagon until the fucking season was over. But I'm going to watch this one because it's really, and I think we had this conversation before. My sound's going to sound fucked up till I get back here. Sorry for people listening, but we had the conversation before where it's like, these aren't two super teams. These aren't two stacked teams. And I think this may be some of the most entertaining motherfucking story worthy, movie treatment worthy.
I hope it's close. I hope it's good games.
This is gonna be some fucking playoff basketball.
Yo, how could people not believe in conspiracy theories? And there's two not related Antetokounmpos on Milwaukee. How?
Wait, two unrelated?
Yeah, are they related?
They're brothers, y'all.
Is that or for reals? Yeah. Okay, thank God, because I'm like, how the fuck? How is there two Antetokounmpos on one team? These niggas don't even look the same.
Where are they from? Where are they? Where's Antetokounmpo?
Yeah, I don't know how they like. Isn't he from Africa?
So they're Nigerian.
Well, Africa's a continent.
They all grew up in Greece.
Greece.
Okay, so
they just
Antetokounmpo could be like Smith in Nigeria.
Yeah, that's true. Like, there's a lot of Okafors in the NBA.
Bro, there's a lot of Okafors everywhere. You know how many times I'm like, Collins, you know this man? No, I don't know him.
It sits better with me that they're brothers. I'll be honest, because I was like, how? How do they find two? How do you find two Antetokounmpos?
Yeah, and put him in the NBA. And put him in the NBA. Yeah.
How is that not nepotism? As if his brother got straight drafted. Man, Giannis fucking set that up.
You know what's crazy? They have a third brother that plays for the Lakers.
Is his last name Antetokounmpo? Yeah.
He get no playing time, but he on the squad. Like, he won a ring last year.
Is he on the practice roster?
Nah, he's on the squad. Like,
is he sleeping with the white Calgary girls after the Stan Peters game? Is he on the practice roster?
Then you'll see him in garbage time. Yeah. But yo, all I'm saying is this.
Keep going.
All I'm saying is this. I don't really know about the Bucks, and I hope the Bucks get bucked. You know what I mean? So that's pretty much it. Suns, baby, come on, Booker.
I love to see Booker. I like.
How could you hate Booker?
I don't hate him, but I just feel like he's too cocky for a young kid.
What? I think he's like the least cocky. Okay, not okay. So I'm sorry. Okay, maybe not the least. Because there's maybe not the least, but I think he's pretty humble. Yo, he's not getting all upstarty and unruly.
Yo, he's so cocky to like. I just seen him the way he carries himself around, like. You know, a couple niggas that have been in the league 10, 15 years, and he's talking shit to them like he's man of the fucking world. I'm like, yo, you're really talented, but like, without Chris Paul, you guys don't make the playoffs.
I don't know about not making playoffs. You think,
they won't make the playoffs without Chris Paul.
Yeah, but with that budget, you'd have to put someone else good on there.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, you're not the man that can take your team to the playoffs, so...
But he's young. Out.
Yeah, so get cocky when you do it. Like, I don't know.
If you scored 70, you getting cocky?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So give the nigga some slack. Oh my God, Daddy. Your haterisms is so thick. You just don't like Booker.
It's true. I don't know what it is. There's something about him that just kind of rubs me the
wrong
way.
I like him, man.
But he's got a great game. I can't shit on his game. He's tough.
Yeah, man.
But yeah,
you gotta like the young dudes who still value mid range jumpers and shit. Like, he's got a really good mid range jumper.
Yeah, he's got a complete game. So I can't hate on his game at all. I don't know what rubs me the wrong way about him, but something rubs me the wrong way. Cool. I'd love to see Chris Paul win a championship, but I'd also love to see Giannis win a championship.
Man, Giannis got lots of time.
True. Yeah, and I think if Chris Paul doesn't win this year, I don't know when he's getting another opportunity. The stars just aligned for, like, he doesn't even have to meet up with Brooklyn. Because I think Brooklyn would kill them in
four. Yeah, oh, destroyed. But I do want to say one thing, last thing. And because I know, like, NBA players get a lot of smoke for not being tough. And I think I seen my man Will throw a little bit of smoke about Chris Paul getting pushed. And I just want to say this. First of all, he was smiling on the ground. Nigga, like, he was smiling on the ground because he knew he got Beverly ejected.
Yeah.
And B, these dudes are making way too much money to, like... like throw fists and do dumb shit. So
that, which is true, but and that's pretty, that's smart. But at the end of the day, these niggas in the NBA now would not survive any of the 1990s Pistons ever. They'd be dead. They'd be on the floor crying. They'd be like literally dead, deceased. No, at 90s basketball in general, I saw a nigga take an elbow to the face. His whole jaw fell off. He just picked it up, put it back on, and ran back with the ball the other side and did an alley-oop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. His whole jaw came all. He had the dropsies. But motherfuckers is getting pushed now. Motherfuckers is getting phantom elbows.
Well, the flopping is ridiculous. I'm glad they're putting a bunch of flopping rules.
And have you ever? Yeah, I seen that too. I was watching highlights and someone got a technical for a flop. I was like, that was new.
And you even get like $5,000 fines for it and shit.
Oh, we're defining the money for flopping?
Yeah.
That's why you know niggas can't sur- Yo, it's like, yo, you want to flop? We're going to hit you where it hurts. Yo, wallet. That, this ain't 90s basketball,
it's so funny,
bro.
Though, because the refs call soft-ass shit. Like, every call is like, we're going to review it for a flagrant foul. It's like, really? Every call is like, but reviewed during, for a flagrant? Like, in the 90s?
Well, I mean, if... But I agree, but... I don't know. I just think they're trying to like quell it before it gets too rowdy, right? So they're always trying to tighten it up.
But even calls that they call flagrant, with football, like, though. In the '90s, they're like that would just be a foul. Like it wouldn't even be questionable.
I think the Pistons ran into the fucking stands and fucked up a fucking span. And I think only two people got ejected. And the whole team was in the stands.
It wasn't the Pistons that got ejected. It happened in Detroit, but I think it was Indiana that ran up.
Yeah.
Did Indiana go in there?
Yeah, it was in Detroit.
What's his name from Indiana? Yeah, so.
Meta World Peace, or Ron Artest at the time. And Jermaine.
Yeah, Artest. So, but I think only two people got ejected. But they ran into the crowd and fucked the nigga up.
I will say one thing, though. I
could be exaggerating.
And I did say this about football as well. I'm actually glad that they're calling it like they are. And I know that's not going to be the popular thing because niggas want to see like the old school Detroit Pistons, like just like shoot a nigga on the court. It feels like you just want him to just be like, bow. Like that's not going to happen.
That's New York Giants shit, nigga.
I actually like it because just like in football, when people were criticizing the fact that they don't let them touch quarterbacks, when Aaron Rodgers is hurt, I don't watch the fucking game. And that's really the truth of it. Okay. So like ask me to watch a Bucks game. When Giannis is hurt, I don't even watch a Bucks game with the nigga. So you gotta protect them. You can't let you can't because he's
you
whack.
Gotta protect but your fucking money. You gotta though. You gotta protect
you,
your
like
money
you don't
pot.
Want niggas because they're doing like step unders and rolling ankles and ending careers of niggas. Like, the only reason I fucking watch.
I gotta play devil's advocate here though. In today's game, there is way more players doing load management. And not playing, and way more players are way more like back in the 90s. Niggas played 82 games with those rules, so I don't get it.
Yeah, but
you make the game softer, and these niggas get injured twice as much, and they purposely choose to sit and rest, and they still get injured more than the 90s. It's
And yo,
yeah, but you go turn on an 89 game and watch them niggas just like run down the court and like do a little dunk. Like nigga, nowadays dudes are going up through the legs, getting the fucking Starbucks, drinking it.
Because you're not allowed to
that's
touch
basketball.
No, because you know why? That, because they're head, but look the athleticism is so much more now.
But yes, that's basketball. Look at your other example with football, okay? Look at Tony Romo, right? Tony Romo, before the whole all the extra stuff that you couldn't say a quarterback's name in the huddle without getting the motherfucking roughing the passer, right? Tony Romo, you sneeze on Tony Romo, he get injured. But then you look at Joe Montana, you look at fucking Ross. Fuck that. Look at Roethlisberger, who played in both eras, right? Half and half, I guess you could say, of his career. Right to where you can knock a fucking quarterback head off.
Yeah, but that's because
would get up. This motherfucker got into a motorcycle accident, lost a leg in a game, and played the next day on two prosthetics, didn't he?
That's because people like fast-paced, high-flying sports. It brings more right. people. It's more exciting. But when you prioritize speed over bulk, it's going to be more injuries.
But has it been like that in football? Because I feel like a lot of nowadays, maybe the fast and high-flying and stuff like that, but I feel like a lot of the core football fans love the hard-hitting, like the gridiron. Like football now, you say gridiron, you don't even think about football. Like the gridiron is a gritty fucking place. You know what I'm saying? You're getting hits. Like think about like the Ronnie Lott days and shit like that. The old LT days.
Yeah, but
LT
I mean,
would but fuck then a nigga up.
But then you have to also look at like even just the explosion of the market. Like back in the day, and I'm not even lying. Like I think they said like the average players were making like 300K. Like you could play for 10 yeah. years and have a. Nowadays niggas are making 50 million. Like I have generational wealth. You think I want to have 10 concussions and be in the game and then fucking die yeah. of CTE when I'm 50, when I have enough money, like more money than God? Like no. See, I want to enjoy it.
Football's kind of a different argument because I feel like the rules kind of do protect the players. I don't know if these rules now, protect the players yeah. in the NBA. Like
You're not allowed to do wind. You're not allowed to wind up. You're not allowed to hit anywhere around the head, neck area. You're not allowed to step under people. So if you take his feet out, because a lot of niggas come down, be wrecking knees, like doing all kinds of shit. They're just, I don't know. Actually, that's just what I think.
That rule for sure. And I don't think anyone complains about the rule about like giving a shooter space to land. 100% on that one. But like even like the wind up to the face, it's like, okay, that's a flagrant one. But like, no one gets a career injury by getting slapped in the face. You know what I mean? Like,
but you could be getting a concussion. You think they want to fuck with a concussion of CTE, nigga?
I don't.
Not ever since that
Will Smith movie came out. The NBA. Like, it just
I didn't say there's.
It doesn't exist.
Yeah, because they don't let people wind up and hit in the head.
Jordan got hit in the head a million times. The nigga never got a concussion. Like, it's not
an issue. That they told you about.
We gotta wrap it up. We gotta wrap it up because I'm gonna try and figure out how to fucking split this into a mini episode.
Okay.
I have concussions no idea how we gonna make this into a mini. So we gotta wrap this up though.
Okay, I don't know. You might be right. There might not be concussion issues, but in the NBA, I do find that there's a lot more ISO ball. I think the ball movement's way better. You have a lot more scoop layups, floaters, a lot better plays. I actually like the fact that they don't let niggas hand check anymore. I feel like you get way more artistry. I think the defensive switches are genius. Like how they switch in and out on defense, like I think it's way more compelling than back in the day.
I understand why you like the intricacy about how they have to switch on defense, but what ends up happening is you never get the head-to-head matchups that you want because you want to see this nigga versus that nigga, and then all they do is they put him in a pick and roll, and then you watch a guard, you know, make a center
fall. Okay, so yes,
fall,
if you want to see Kawhi guard KD, then yeah, they're going to switch off into, you're right, it's not, okay, so, but I do like the game of it and the switching, though, is dope.
I mean,
this is a whole bunch of words and technical shit I don't understand because I only watch football. But the end of consensus is
in summary,
we miss old sports, but understand why new sports are new.
Is that cool. your bipartisan conclusion?
That's his bipartisan conclusion.
I'm gonna put my bipartisan foot in your ass. Keep talking about bipartisan shit. Now you ass. You an extra asshole. You two assholes. You a
bipartisan biological wonder.
So I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this right now because I already know. Make sure y'all tune in next week. I am going to be doing Exorcism and Demonic Possession featuring Ed and Lorraine Warren. It's going to be crazy. I'm going to have some creepy shit for y'all to hear. Make sure you tune in. Smoke next week. Yeah.
The Warrens are a hoax. Where can they find you guys?
Google me, baby.
I think I saw the original clip of that. I think I actually have it.
The Google me or the Warrens are the a hoax? Google me. Or a hoax.
No, Warrens aren't a hoax. Oh, so I don't have a fucking clip of that. That's fake news.
No, I think the Warrens are fake news.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
We'll find out next week.
We will. Please put something somewhere because I only know from stuff. Anyways, nah. What?
Honestly, I don't even know about religion and stuff, so I don't know what's a hoax or not. But still, compelling shit.
No, I'm thinking with them, in general, just with their compelling. Yeah, they're compelling and real people.
If you have something weird mentally and it's haunting you, Are you possessed or are you like, what if you, I don't know. Anyways.
I don't know. If I'm there for eight, if I'm there for 2.5 hours, can I make a whole fucking cinematic universe out of it? That's my whole thing. I don't know. That's my whole thing. If I was there for 2.5 hours, can I blow it up into a cinematic universe?
Yo, make your own decision next week.
Yo, where can they find you, my nigga?
Yo, you can find me on Facebook, Idol. You can find me on all streaming platforms, Idol. You can find me on Twitch, Instagram, Twitter, Idolverse. Yeah.
Mm. You can find me everywhere with Illuminati with the one instead of the I for the first I. It's a whole lot of explanation. Fuck it. www.iwantosmokepodcast.com _ all the smoke podcast. No, wrong. www.iwantallthesmokepodcast.com _ I want all the smoke on Instagram, all the smoke pod, kiss my ass idol on Twitter. We're on Patreon, patreon.com or ./ I hate everybody .org. If you want to donate to us, patreon.com/ all the smoke podcast. I wouldn't be as drunk as I am now if me and Daddy didn't jump in extra early and just start drinking and talking bullshit. There's a whole 2 hours before this hour that you're listening to today that is very telling of all three of us. And you're never gonna hear it because
it was compelling too.
It ain't your business. It's very compelling. It was very compelling.
Very compelling.
I feel like that was a jab. Was that a jab?
No, no, I'm serious. That conversation that we were having, people would want to hear that.
It was very like, bipartisan.
From everything that we talked about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, oh, yeah. It was very... It was... I felt like I was really ready to dash the podcast today just so we can continue that
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So...
It was dope. It was dope. And it was very telling. Yeah, but that's it. So
thank you for tuning in.
An hour
in.
And 20 minutes. This might be too many episodes. This might be a whole podcast. I don't know if it is a whole podcast.
I think it is.
I have no idea how I'm going to put out a fucking explanation of this shit. This is an hour and 20 minutes. This is a whole podcast. A whole episode.
Whole app.
No mini episodes for you bastards. This might be a whole episode just on Patreon.
Yeah,
I don't give a
that's
fuck.
That's what it's probably. Man, we'll, you know.
All right,
y'all.
I'm talking shit. Someone stop.
Have a good night. Peace.